Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great and consequential day that you will remember forever where you were when you heard the news, or when you will hear the news, because we're going to go directly to it since it is the case that has fascinated the world. No, we're not talking about the Royal Jubilee for Queen Elizabeth. I think that's a classy event. It does stand for values of tradition and patriotism, and I think the Queen is pretty cool. She should live till 120, as you say in traditional Yiddish formulation. I'm talking about a very different celebrity event, which is the verdict, finally, after 200 years of testimony and then jury deliberation. We're going to know who wins the fight of the century between Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. Why is this so fascinating to people? No, seriously, I was at a screening to a film. There was two people next to me who I didn't have to know. But they were going over the details of the testimony and who were the good witnesses and who were the bad witnesses. And, oh, my goodness, Amber replaced her attorney. And what is happening here? And it seems like public sentiment is on behalf of Johnny Depp. Why? If you have strong feelings about this, as we're waiting for the announcement from the judge, they had to go back into the jury room. They were ready, had the whole world waiting for a verdict. And how many hundreds of millions of dollars? He's suing her for $50 million for a commentary she wrote for the Washington Post in which his name wasn't even mentioned. And then she is countersuing him for $100 million. And there we are. Have they come back? Has the jury come back yet, or are they still filling out their forms? Okay, we will get to that. I know everyone is waiting breathlessly. Look, again, I will give you my, I think, correct assumption of why psychologically this particular trial has grasped so much attention. And we're a crazy country. Who says so? A very prominent analyst and psychologist. And I'm not talking about my wife now, but a woman who's written a book about madness in America, and the proof that actually craziness has increased. Now, this, of course, relates to the issue of the day, which is the whole disgusting, horrific, nightmarish story of Salvador Ramos and the 21 innocent and good people that he murdered cold-bloodedly. And yes, people are associating that with mental illness. People are associating a great many problems with mental illness. But here's the fascinating thing. They actually have medical records for what is called functional mental illness, things like depression or schizophrenia, and they have records going all the way back to 1840s. And what do you think? Do you think it's been a sort of a constant level of mental illness? No, it's gone up, and it's gone up sharply, particularly during the pandemic and right after. And is it a national problem? It's a national problem. We'll be talking to Dr. Leah Greenfeld, who wrote about this in the Wall Street Journal today. We'll also be talking about In Defense of Thoughts and Prayers. I mean, why should people be angry if someone else says, yes, my thoughts and prayers go out to you? Is that an obnoxious thing to say? And I know people on the left will say, well, they don't do anything about it if they just let it go on and on and on, as if there were some instant switch you could flip and then everything would be better. Well, there is continued news about improving the situation in terms of at least cutting down perhaps the number of attacks. Jason Riley has a piece in Wall Street Journal suggesting that the media, while obviously giving great attention to something as nightmarish and horrific and frankly cinematic as a mass shooting with no purpose at all, pure evil out there, yes, that's gripping to people, but it's not nearly as common as Americans think. There are other things we could be concerned about, but we will try to place everything in a more realistic context right here on The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is the phone number. I'm sorry, I'm looking at this photo up there on the screen. Thank you, Jeremy. A huge Pirates of the Caribbean-themed ship cruised by the very courthouse in Fairfax County, Virginia, where the star of the franchise, Pirates of the Caribbean, Johnny Depp, is waiting to hear his fate. The ship sits atop a flatbed truck, and it made a splash smack Tuesday in front of the Fairfax County Courthouse. Will it influence the jury? Hard to know. The first Pirates of the Caribbean was okay, and then they got steadily worse and more awful and more unwatchable and more brain dead. Johnny Depp performed at an overseas rock concert over the weekend after closing arguments for his defamation case against ex-wife Amber Heard. That closing arguments were made Friday in the Virginia courtroom. They have been pondering this case for this fun couple since Friday. There is this right now that is more significant, a concern with why it is that the American people, and this is a piece by Gerard Butler, and it's outstanding, actually, and he asks a very real question, which is, why is it that we have this desperate desire that seems to affect everything in American life, even Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, to try to put things down into soluble problems and then to get very angry if those problems are not immediately solved with a simple-minded solution that somebody wants to put together. And there's also Ross Douthat writing today, which we will also get to, about the idea that sometimes there is a simple thing that you can do. And he suggests that that's true about the whole question of gun regulation that actually would make the situation better without trampling on anyone's rights. And I think that in particular is a clever idea. We will get back to that. We will go to the courtroom live when we can, and we will be speaking later to Leah Greenfeld, to David Bashevkin, about thoughts and prayers. What's wrong with thoughts and prayers? And, oh, yes, a new program in Seattle to increase parking enforcement aimed at the literally thousands of people who are living in their RVs illegally in various points of the city. All coming up on The Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776.
your outlet for outrage.
Outrageous.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And the judge is back here on the Michael Medved Show. Well, the judge isn't here. It's in Fairfax, Virginia, with a verdict in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard spat. Listen.
Of defamation. Answer, yes. Has Mr. Depp proven by a greater weight of the evidence that question, the statement was made or published by Ms. Hurd? Answer, yes. Question, the statement was about Mr. Depp? Answer, yes. Question, the statement was false? Answer, yes. Question, the statement has a defamatory implication about Mr. Depp? Answer, yes. Question, the defamatory implication was designed and intended by Ms. Hurd? Answer, yes. Question, due to circumstances surrounding the publication of the statement, it conveyed a defamatory implication to someone who saw it other than Mr. Depp? Answer, yes. Do you find that Mr. Depp has proven, by clear and convincing evidence, that Ms. Hurd acted with actual malice? Answer, yes.
Whoa.
Two, as to the statement appearing in the op-ed entitled A Transformative Moment for Women in the Washington Post print edition and the online op-ed, Amber Hurd, I Spoke Up Against Sexual Violence and Faced Our Culture's Wrath, That Has to Change, in the Washington Post online edition. Quote, then 2 years ago, I became a public figure representing domestic abuse, and I felt the full force of our culture's wrath for women who speak out, end quote. Do you find that Mr. Depp has proven all the elements of defamation? Answer, yes. Has Mr. Depp proven by a greater weight of the evidence that, question, the statement was made or published by Ms. Hurd? Answer, yes. Question, the statement was about Mr. Depp? Answer, yes.
Okay, all of the key legal questions here, it's all going in Johnny Depp's favor. Looks like a sweeping, smashing victory, more than people expected. Let's keep listening.
Question, the defamatory implication was designed and intended by Ms. Hurd? Answer, yes. Question, due to circumstances surrounding the publication of the statement, it conveyed a defamatory implication to someone who saw it other than Mr. Depp? Answer, yes. Do you find that Mr. Depp has proven by clear and convincing evidence that Ms. Hurd acted with actual malice? Answer, yes. Three, as to the statement appearing in the op-ed entitled A Transformative Moment for Women in the Washington Post print edition and the online op-ed, Amber Hurd, I Spoke Up Against Sexual Violence and Faced Our Culture's Wrath, That Has to Change, in the Washington Post online edition. Quote, I had the rare vantage point of seeing in real time how institutions protect men accused of abuse, end quote. Do you find that Mr. Depp has proven all the elements of defamation? Answer, yes. Has Mr. Depp proven by a greater weight of the evidence that, question, the statement was made or published by Ms. Hurd? Answer, yes. Question, the statement was about Mr. Depp? Answer, yes. Question, the statement was false? Answer, yes.
Okay.
Question, the statement has a defamatory implication about Mr. Depp? Answer, yes. Question, the defamatory implication was designed and intended by Ms. Hurd? Answer, yes.
Okay, first of all, I don't think even before this verdict there was any doubt that Johnny Depp can be a competent actor. I mean, his first film, and I remember saying something about him on the air, reviewing his first big hit, which was Nightmare on Elm Street. And he did not play Freddy Krueger or anything like that. He was one of the young victims of the Nightmare on Elm Street. I don't know if he and Amber ever lived together on Elm Street, but it seems to me that part of the fascination with this case is that these are both attractive people, obviously. They are both people with some kind of talent. Certainly they've been very fortunate. Part of the testimony that came out in the trial was that Johnny Depp was spending $300,000 a month. Yes, that's right, a month on staff. And the car, the fascination they had with their dogs that they transported all around the world to Australia at one point, and that got the people at Disney rather concerned. They were indicating in their testimony that they may not have wanted Johnny Depp for more Jack Sparrow, Pirates of the Caribbean sequels anyway, even without this kind of publicity. But the whole idea, it seems to me, that got people so riveted on this. And by the way, if there are people who are riveted and you want to express your wonderment or your gratitude, most of the people, according to all of the experts who've been trying to monitor this thing, the trial is been followed most avidly by people who are very, very much Johnny Depp fans. I don't think out there, given her, I think Aquaman is only her only substantial hit movie, but there are not a lot of people out there who are huge Amber Heard fans. It's the fascination is this, it seems to me, is that however your marriage is, however your personal life is, how much you earn, whatever your situation, you cannot look at these people with envy after this trial. Anybody want to be Johnny Depp to go through this and to go through the ordeal of the trial? And you can imagine the cost of the money and the level of the humiliation and all of the stuff about the severed finger and the vodka bottle and the pooping in the bed and the, I mean, this is, first of all, it's a very, very good advertisement for a drug-free America. But can you imagine, they will surely come up with some kind of film treatment of this entire saga. It probably will be the most depressing thing in the world, and 30 hours of watching. Jury deliberations, can't even begin to imagine those. When we come back, why are political narratives always the default position in times of tragedy? We will get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Rising gas prices are causing some states to take action. Drivers in New York will be seeing some relief starting today, with the gas tax holiday in the state now in effect. New York joins Connecticut, Georgia, Florida, and Maryland in an attempt to help drivers deal with record high prices at the pump. This woman telling CNN she's altering her summer plans due to the high gas prices.
I certainly have rethought some of my summer plans, both in flying and in driving. You know, I won't do quick trips down to Florida to see family and stuff in the car.
AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular is now $4.67 a gallon. The Atlantic hurricane season kicks off on Wednesday. NOAA is predicting 14 to 21 named storms this year. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So I don't know what the next step is here with the Amber and Johnny saga. Look, I wish I could explain to you the verdict that was just announced, but it is extraordinarily complicated. They did declare that Amber owes Johnny $15 million for defaming him. He is also guilty of defaming her, but I believe that he has not been assessed any punitive damages. And she has. So, jail or justice for Johnny. And Jeremy put up on the on the board for my amusement a shot from one of the immortal masterpieces that I know Johnny Depp feels incredibly proud of, was the Lone Ranger Super Spectacular, where he played Tonto. And there was a surprisingly little protest about having somebody who was not a Native American. What's unbelievable to me, they object to the name Cleveland Indians, but they don't object to Johnny Depp playing Tonto with a dead crow on his head. And in any event, and war paint, he had his war paint. He's had a big victory here, apparently. Let us go quickly to Chris, who's calling in from Sacramento, California. Chris, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hey, Michael, longtime listener, back when I was a 22-year-old sergeant stationed in San Diego, USMC, recruit training, and then I'm 44 in Sacramento, still listening to you.
Well, thank you, and thank you for your service. Go ahead. You have an opinion on this case of the century?
Well, it's the kind of opinion I would only share with my friends over a couple of maybe white wines, but I think it would be funny if these two were just staging this all along. They're both outstanding actors, and I wouldn't be surprised if they set this up and wanted to play theater with the real world. I mean, let's be honest, it's not far-fetched, at least not in my mind.
There's a charge known as contempt of court, and abuse of process is another legal charge. And no, the interesting thing about that is Amber Heard in particular. Were you aware of Amber Heard before this trial? Was she somebody who was in your consciousness?
Well, sure. I mean, she's an actress.
Right, okay, yeah, not right. But I mean, in other words, what I'm saying is Johnny Depp is obviously a first-rank star and all of that, and Amber Heard is somebody, you know, she's blonde, and you may know she was involved with Johnny Depp, and then she came out, she was seeing as a photographer, and she had, okay, but the reason that you're supposition, I'm sure you're not the only one who's thinking that, is right now, if they were to do a reality show where they tried to reconcile, and that would probably be a ratings bonanza, given all of the really, truly disgusting detail that we got to see through these people. I don't really think this is particularly healthy for the national psyche, because it's such a worst case situation about marriage, and most marriages, I think you would agree, are even those that are very frustrating are not like this one. I mentioned, and this does not go to this problem directly, but it's such a good piece by Gerard Baker, who wrote in the Wall Street Journal, under the headline, "Political Narratives of the Media's Default in Times of Tragedy." He said, "A crippling fallacy that characterizes our modern media is the idea that every event that rises to the level of news must connote some wider societal or political crisis that can only be remedied by government intervention." Do we know some plan for government intervention to remedy the crisis of Amber and Johnny? "Tragedies, natural disasters, acts of unspeakable evil aren't simply to be reported or explained for what they often are, the products of individual will or negligence, irremediable human malignity, or some complex set of scientific interactions. Instead, each event, from lethal accidents," writes Gerard Baker, "to vicious murders to Category 5 hurricanes, is immediately sorted into its pre-labeled moral narrative file, each one full of similarly useful, sententious parables. They become props in the larger drama that is being constantly written for us by the preachy Puritans who now control most news organizations, convenient plot devices to illustrate the virtue of their cause and the malevolence of that of their critics. There's a vast literature on the psychology of mass shootings," he writes. "With each new atrocity, we get a more nuanced understanding of the pathology that yields it, but there's no elementary causal accounting for why some young men's moral compass has been so corrupted that they think it legitimate or even heroic to shed the innocent blood of small children. We all grasp that, but the unfathomable isn't something our media masters can tolerate. An unsurpassing self-assurance in their own moral and intellectual wisdom isn't allowed to be punctured by the complex inexplicability of the real world. So to maintain the patina of omniscience, they must fit the story into one of their narratives. It ceases to be a complex act of mental derangement and becomes instead simply a blindingly obvious case. He writes, the killing by a police officer of a black man in Minneapolis 2 years ago becomes an exemplar of the allegedly ongoing war by police officers across the country against black people. Every hurricane and forest fire, events that have been occurring with random frequency and intensity for millennia, are now all a climatological synecdoche for the evil we have done to the planet in the last century or so. Any journalist who challenges the narrative is denounced and assigned his share of the responsibility. The moral panic, he writes, about guns is also overblown. The violent crime spree of 2020 produced a spike in the rate of gun murders that year. Still, overall, homicides by firearm are still much lower than they were 30 years ago, even as the number of guns in circulation has increased sharply. But mass shootings are up, so they get the attention, and they are the subject for our lectures. It turns out it isn't also true that police officers are engaged in an ongoing massacre of blacks, as the director of data science at Reuters discovered when he tried to bring attention to the falsehood. He was fired. Look, the idea of every newsworthy, attention-getting story that is painful, disastrous, and basically we don't have a news business, we have a bad news business. The fact that all of that bad news has a moral dimension to it, well, there's this bad news and this new battle for the ages, and it's also a foolish battle. Bradley Cooper's prosthetic nose in a new movie about Leonard Bernstein, where he's playing the great conductor and composer, that has sparked a new Jew face debate. Bradley Cooper, Leonard Bernstein, we will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
You can't handle
the Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot
of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel, to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution, and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day, plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a good moment, basically, for Hollywood because, first of all, the Amber and Johnny story at least has moved on to another stage. This excruciating trial is over, and over with what I think most people would term a very clear victory for Johnny Depp. So they need a new controversy, and this new controversy today, I'm actually stunned by it because it looks like there is a worthy project that is underway. And is it going to be a movie for everybody? No, but for people who, for instance, love West Side Story and love the music in West Side Story, and maybe for some of those people, and there are millions of us, who grew up years ago, way back in the 1950s, on Leonard Bernstein, who was then the music director for the New York Philharmonic, did young people's concerts, and they were very popular. It was a great way to learn about music. And, okay, so they're making a movie about Leonard Bernstein. And it's going to be directed by Bradley Cooper, who's an outstanding director. He did the Star is Born remake, where he starred and directed, and he did a great job. He was also one of the writers in that film. And this is a film that originally had Steven Spielberg attached to it, and he's still attached. He's going to be one of the producers. And it should be a class act. And Bernstein had an amazing and an interesting life. And Bradley Cooper is playing Bernstein, and Carey Mulligan is playing his wife of 27 years, who died tragically. She had some form of wasting cancer, but Felicia Montalegre. And yes, Leonard Bernstein did have a closeted secret, or not so secret, but not advertised to public gay life. That went on together with his family life, and I'm sure that will be part of the movie. But in any event, here's the story, and the headline is Bradley Cooper's prosthetic nose in Leonard Bernstein sparks Leonard Bernstein biopic, biographical picture, sparks Jew-face debate. A Netflix releases images of Cooper looking unrecognizable as iconic conductor, with many on social media saying makeover is anti-Semitic, especially since the actor is not Jewish. Okay, this is ridiculous. Almost beyond belief ridiculous. As Netflix released the first stills from the set of Maestro, Bradley Cooper's upcoming biopic about Leonard Bernstein, there was one thing most fans could agree about. Cooper looked utterly unrecognizable, especially in one image as an elderly version of the iconic Jewish conductor. Okay, he looks very recognizable as Leonard Bernstein. He doesn't look that much like Bradley Cooper, but I didn't think he looked that much like Bradley Cooper in Nightmare Alley either, and he was in that. As legions of angry social media users pointed out on Monday of this week, part of Cooper's transformation involved a prosthetic nose, something that many found to be anti-Semitic, especially since Cooper is not Jewish. There's no reason to believe that the decision to wear a fake nose is a deliberately anti-Semitic act, wrote James Hirsch, a co-host of the Menschwarmers podcast about Jewish athletes in the Canadian Jewish News. Cooper is presumably interested in exploring the life and of a great composer whom he admires. A number of Jews are involved in the production, and the prosthesis arguably helps with the resemblance. But this is Cooper's third time portraying historical figures on screen. No prosthetics were used to play American Sniper's Chris Kyle or Licorice Pizza's John Peters. He didn't use them to play the Elephant Man on Broadway. Okay, the picture that they've released of him showing Bernstein. Bernstein died in 1990 at age 72. And they showed a picture that was actually trying to recreate a historic picture of Bernstein just before he died. And no, it doesn't look like Bradley Cooper, because Bradley Cooper is not on death's door. And yes, Leonard Bernstein had a somewhat larger nose than Bradley Cooper. Now, the irony about all of this is Bradley Cooper, on his mother's side, is Italian. His mother is actually Italian-Italian. His father's Irish. And there are so many movies in which Jewish people or other people who weren't Italian play Italian people. So, again, you have this guy who is from Philadelphia, Bradley Cooper, who's an Italian guy. On his mother's side, he's playing a Jewish guy. So what? Sarah Silverman is completely angry about this? And even though actors frequently adapt their bodies while playing historical figures, conversations about how many non-Jews play Jewish characters in Hollywood and on what scale that should be allowed have circulated for years. Think about Godfather, right? With one of the sons of the Corleone family is played by James Caan, who is not Italian. And Razzo Rizzo, who is a would-be Oscar-winning character for Dustin Hoffman, Razzo Rizzo is definitely an Italian name. Guess what? Dustin Hoffman is Jewish. Chico Marx made his whole living out of playing the character Chico. They actually pronounce it Chico, but everybody says Chico. And he was like a vaudeville cartoon Italian-American. And most notable of all, Edward G. Robinson, who played Little Caesar, whose name was Rico. And Little Caesar was Italian, even with something of an Italian accent. Edward G. Robinson is a Jewish guy who was born in Bucharest, Romania, and grew up speaking Yiddish. Okay, the idea that actors play a different ethnicity, I know it's completely unacceptable to do blackface today. That early in motion pictures, it was common. But today, it's unacceptable. And that's because of special racial sensitivity, because those characterizations were always unsympathetic. There is not a chance in the universe that they will make this big movie about Leonard Bernstein and treat the conductor and the composer of West Side Story, composer of Candide,
On the Town is a great show that Leonard Bernstein wrote. And he was one of those people who later inspired the great Stephen Sondheim and his musical achievements, including a really very inventive, not entirely successful, but very inventive mass that he did. He was a remarkably gifted guy who had a life that was very sad in some aspects, and I'm sure they're going to do that together with all the glamour. But he was also somebody who was concerned about the world around him in a positive way. And I know that they're going to do that, talking about Leonard Bernstein. He flew over when the Berlin Wall fell to play the Ode to Joy, the Beethoven Ninth Symphony, at the Berlin Wall, where it used to be, where it was torn down, to celebrate our great victory over communism. He traveled directly. I mean, the battle had barely stopped with Israel uniting Jerusalem for the first time in literally millennia. In June of 1967, he flew over to give another concert for peace. Was Leonard Bernstein a saint of any kind? No, but he's going to 100% be sympathetic here. And oh yeah, his wife Felicia Montalegre was Costa Rican and Chilean. She was a Latina. And she's being played by an Irish actress, Carey Mulligan. And you know what? I think it's good casting. I think the movie's probably going to be terrific. I can't wait to see it. And the people who want to find anti-Semitism in absolutely everything because Leonard Bernstein had a bigger nose than Bradley Cooper, really, we have bigger problems. And we will get to them, in fact, as this show continues to unfold in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.